stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because we're going to be doing open lines, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we're living really in tumultuous times. I've certainly never seen anything quite like what's going on today. Certainly, if you look at what's happening in Europe, it's very obvious that Greece is going to default. Actually, Greece has to pay 31% interest on the bonds it sells today. In other words, people don't want to buy their bonds because they feel they're going to default. And Italy's paying about 18% interest. Portugal's paying 15 to 18% interest on their bonds. Why? Because everybody knows that they're going to default. And of course, with this will come dramatic events as far as not only Europe is concerned, but also as far as the United States, because the banking interests are intimately involved. Now, of course, a lot of the banks over there have said, oh, well, we're going to pitch in, we're going to help with the trouble, we're going to just, you know, not require full payment on the money the Greek owes us. But the trouble is that the banks have sold off a lot of the bonds that they have. And who has bought those Greek bonds and Italian bonds and the Portuguese bonds? Why, American hedge funds, American pension funds have bought a lot of these bonds. But ladies and gentlemen, they have derivatives, they have insurance policies on them. So if Greece and Portugal and Italy don't actually honor their commitments, why, they won't lose anything, because they have an insurance policy. They call them derivatives or CDS. Statements, and basically, of course, who holds those? Why, major American banks. And what this would mean would be massive forfeitures on the part of our major American banks. The banks, of course, which are too big to fold. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to bail this out. You're going to have to bail out Europe if certainly Greece or Italy or Portugal or all three of them, along with Iceland and Ireland and Spain, default on their debts. And this is exactly what I think is going to happen. How soon it's going to happen, I don't know. But of course, there are three of our largest banks that hold $281 trillion worth of derivatives. And once this derivative bubble begins to unravel, why, of course, it's going to be disastrous effects. Now, I'm thoroughly convinced this is why gold is reaching all-time high. It closed today about $1,594.95 an ounce, highest it's ever been in history. Silver was up another dollar an ounce to over $39 an ounce, and probably it's well going to be at $50 an ounce within a month or so. And who knows, some people are talking about $100 an ounce. Some people are calling it for $1,000 an ounce. We don't know what's going to happen, but we do know we're in tumultuous times. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Because our leaders continue toppling the governments over there in the Near East and the Middle East, consolidating them under the control of the radical terrorist movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, which incidentally, according to Hillary Clinton, we're opening up new relationships with. This is a radical terrorist organization funded by the CIA, the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open lines on Wednesday, and I should say on Friday, and we'd love to hear from you. Get your thoughts on number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What is really happening? Why are we having all the problems? Well, you hear all the problems. Oh, we got to have the confrontation between the Republicans and the Democrats over raising the level of debt. What the Republicans want is a balanced budget amendment, and that'll solve the problem. Well, have you read the balanced budget amendment? First of all, how long does it take to get an amendment, a constitutional amendment through? Probably 3 or 4 years. How is that going to solve the problem? Secondly, have you read the balanced budget amendment that's been proposed? It's got all sorts of holes in it. In fact, 3/5 of Congress and the Senate vote to allow an unbalanced budget. That's what you get. We already have laws on the books that say, you know, we have to balance the budget. And Congress simply ignores that, and they do all sorts of unconstitutional things. And, of course, what we have, when we have the debt limit, it serves as a balanced budget amendment. If you don't balance the budget, the government doesn't shut down. It just has to stop spending more than it's taking in. basically the government's taking in money. The government has money. The government would be able to continue funding Social Security and Medicare and the military. It would just have to stop all the other unconstitutional things it's doing. This massive bureaucracy that they have in Washington, D.C., that have to stop borrowing money so they can give it to dictatorships throughout the world, that have to stop borrowing money so they can run the Central Intelligence Agency to maintain ruthless dictators in power throughout the world. Why, they might even have to stop funding money to have our troops in 130 nations throughout the world, keeping ruthless dictators in power. We have special forces units stationed in 75 nations. Why do we have special forces units in 75 nations? Because they're trained killers. They're superb. They're the finest in the world. They're excellent at killing and assassination, and they maintain the status quo in the nations which are under domination. But basically, what the Republicans should do is just simply say, you're not going to be allowed to increase the debt. This is the balanced budget we already have. You're required by law not to spend money that you don't have. But nobody has the courage to say that. Nobody has the courage to ask, why do we have almost a quarter of a million men in Afghanistan? That's about 90 to 100,000 troops. 100,000 contractors and 246,000 NATO troops. I mean, why do we have all those people in Afghanistan when there are only between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda there? And if you doubt that there's that my figures, only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda, get on your computer, go to your search engine and type on Leon Panetta, 50-100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. You'll find that Leon Panetta said that when he was director of the CIA. Or type in General James Jones, 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And he made that statement, I believe it was in December of 2010. Or December, 2009. But anyway, why do we have all those troops in Afghanistan? A lot of people think we have our troops there because they're guarding the opium fields. After all, when the Taliban controlled Afghanistan, why, there was no opium there. They shut down the opium trade. Now the Americans are there. Why, of course, the poppy fields are blooming again. Our troops are actually guarding, in many instances, the opium fields. Why would we be doing that? Why? Because the Central Intelligence Agency is the largest purveyor of opium and heroin throughout the world. And if you doubt that, go up on the Internet. There are all sorts of articles there to verify what I'm saying. From all parts of the world, everybody in the world knows what's going on except the American people. Because in the United States, the media is tightly controlled. It's controlled by six major corporations, and you can read the book, The New Media Monopoly, by Professor Ben Bagdikian. That's B-A-G-D-I-K-I-A-N, Professor Ben Bagdikian. He was professor of journalism at the University of California in Berkeley before he retired. And so Professor Bagdikian's book, The New Media Monopoly, points out that there are six major corporations that control 90 to 95% of all of the major outlets here in Sydney, in the United States, in Sydney. They control the newspapers, they control the magazines, they control the major publishers, they control the television and radio outlets. And who are they? AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, which is a German corporation, Viacom, that controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, but all of them control literally dozens of other major outlets. And then, of course, you've got GE, which has a vast media empire, but they recently sold NBC to Comcast. And then, of course, you've got Rupert Murdoch, who controls all sorts of newspapers and news magazines all throughout the world, but he controls the largest Christian publisher in the world, Zondervan. And, of course, he's violently anti-Christian. That's why he's come out with the new Bible. And then, of course, he controls the Wall Street Journal. He controls Fox News. And these six major corporations largely control what the American people think. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and where are all the calls? We can't do open lines if we don't have somebody to talk to. Talk radio requires people calling in. So if you have a question or comment, if you're concerned about what's going on, if you're concerned about the coming war with the Muslim world, which we're being prepared for, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But of course, right at the present time, why are we at war with Libya? Why are we at war with Yemen? Why are we helping to overthrow the government of Syria? Why were we working to overthrow the government of Egypt and Tunisia? Why, Hillary Clinton just said this last week, why we're going to open our new relationships with the Muslim Brotherhood. Why would we open relationships with an Islamic terrorist organization, a Muslim terrorist organization? Why? Because we've been funding it for many years. We've been funding it since the 1950s. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book we carry called The Devil's Game. That's The Devil's Game. Well, we've got Bill calling from Tri-Cities up there in Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was wondering what you think about people that when basically they start reading this information that comes out in the internet and the books, like you say, and they start reading it, and they realize that other people don't really care, and they start to think that, the more I read this, the more down I get because it doesn't think it'll change. What do you say to people who say that? And start to say, well, this isn't making me happy, so I should just stop paying attention to it or acknowledging the reality.
Well, ask them how they feel about losing their life savings, how they would feel about the fact that their children or grandchildren are being poisoned by the vaccines, how they would feel about their other Americans being poisoned with genetically modified foods. I mean, do you have the courage to stand up and do what's right? If you don't, why, we'll forget you because you're not worthwhile saving. Suddenly, you can do one of two things. You can stand and maybe die fighting on your feet, or you can die fighting on your knees. You're going to die one way or the other, but you have an obligation. And what about all those brave men who fought for our nation? Now, basically, maybe they were manipulated. Maybe they were fighting for things that were unjust, but at least they had the courage to do something. And if you don't have the courage to become involved at this time, why, I'm going to wash my hands with you. And I'd simply give them that wonderful quotation from Winston Churchill. And that was, still, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you'll have to fight with all odds against you and only a perilous chance for survival. Or there may even be a worse case. You may come to the moment when you'll have to fight, when there is no hope for victory, for it would be better to perish than to live as slaves. And if people aren't willing to stand up at this time in history, then they're going to be counted out, and they will live as slaves. Anything else you wanted to ask, Bill?
Just what you were talking about with the soldiers and that kind of thing. You know, I was reading something interesting, and it was showing that basically, in the Somalia operation where the United States went into Somalia and had the Black Hawk Down affair, actually the training that went to shooting down that helicopter to target the RPG, the tails of the helicopters with the RPGs, that training actually came from the jihadis that the CIA trained, and then they passed it on to the Somali militants. So then what you have is wars being laid on top of wars, where the people that are fighting the designated enemy have been trained, so they're training both sides.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Did you ever wonder why it is that in Somalia they were able to have these missile launched, the grenade launchers that could propel the grenade up in the air, and they could hit our helicopters? Well, how come they have those in Somalia, but we don't have them in Afghanistan? Why don't the Taliban and Al Qaeda there have any guided missiles? They had them during the Afghan War. You mean to tell me that there's no way that they can get missiles to take out our helicopters today? It's all a fraud. Anything else you wanted to ask?
Basically, there was one other incident where that occurred, and it was in Iraq, a chopper was shot down. And I mean, you know, people might...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Communists. Well, Lauren, most people really don't understand what's going on today. They don't understand why we're sharing our military secrets with the Chinese communists. They don't understand why we're transferring our military and industrial base to communist China. And you don't understand this unless you understand the history. And basically, of course, you go back to 1949. It was the American State Department that intentionally turned China over to the Chinese communists, over to Chairman Mao. And if you haven't, have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
Yes, I did.
All right, fine. Then you very well know that because the American State Department, you know, blocked the efforts by Congress to send aid to Chiang Kai-shek's government. And Congress kept voting money for military supplies for Chiang Kai-shek, but the State Department put an arms embargo on General Chiang Kai-shek so he couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. Furthermore, of course, they even prevented him from getting weapons he'd already bought and purchased, which are on Okinawa and other Pacific islands. And they actually blocked the shipments authorized by Congress, about $125 million worth of military equipment. And after a year and a half, when the battle for China was lost, and they finally let the ships sail to China and they unloaded the ships and unloaded the boxes of rifles, the rifles didn't have any bolts in them, and they were useless. Our government turned China over to the communists. How do you make any sense out of that? Well, let me tell you, when David Rockefeller returned the United States in 1973 after visiting China, and after they'd already killed probably 125 million people, 125 million people, Chairman Mao had done that. Why, David Rockefeller wrote in the New York Times, and we have to quote that in my book, and you can index read it and get the quotation. I actually have the original clipping. David Rockefeller said, you know, the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao is one of the most important and successful in history. There are close working relationships between the members of the Brotherhood of Darkness in the United States and in China. They want to merge us all into a one world government, and the traitors in Washington and the traitors in Washington, D.C. are selling us out. And when you understand that, it's not hard to figure out what's really going on in Idaho today. Anything else?
Well, one of the things that I was also wanted to put forth to people, it's like, if you start looking at it, why is it that foreign businesses, and I have a whole huge list of foreign businesses that are, they're trying to tout foreign direct investment in the United States of America, why is it that they can afford to do business here, but American businesses can't? It's because we are giving incentives for our businesses to be shipped overseas, and we're giving other countries incentives, and we're giving them tax breaks and setting up these free trade zones so that they could do business here.
Right.
I mean, there is something very wrong with this picture. And when
it's
so sour with China, I mean, how naive can these people be? Don't they know? I mean, these people can just go and pour something in our rivers or do whatever.
They are not. They're not naive. They know what they're doing. They have no loyalty to America. They're traitors. They're subversives. Their goal is globalism.
I understand that, but they're very naive because generally, if you look at all the fallen countries, who are usually the first that they go after? I mean, look at Milosevic. You look at in Egypt. I mean, do they really think that if China takes over, somebody takes over, that they are really still going to keep their power and their wealth?
Yep, they sure do. Hey, I got to let you go. Whether they're naive or not, it's not going to matter. When we lose our freedom, whether they lose their freedom or not, who knows? Maybe they'll be the ones who are running this wonderful new utopia. Hey, God bless.
I have a feeling. I doubt it, too, because they're selling out all the people that protect and are there with their freedom. They're selling us down the river, and so
you have to understand that there are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing these people and directing the insane things that they do. If you try to look at this from a logical point of view, it doesn't make sense. If you understand there are powerful Luciferian forces that are directing the people who are leading America, it all makes sense. Hey, God bless, and thanks so much for calling.
God bless you too, Dr.
Bye-bye. Okay, and who do we have calling?
Dr. Stan, this is Paul from Texas.
Oh, Paul, you just hang on there. And, of course, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you got a question, a comment. We're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen. But you cannot understand anything unless you understand the spiritual forces that work within the world today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Transmitted automatic weapons to the drug lords in Mexico. And of course, everybody says, gee, how could that have been that terrible mistake? It wasn't a mistake at all. We're arming the drug lords down there so that we can have conflict not only in Mexico, but eventually the conflict will actually spread to the United States. We're creating the best enemies money could buy. Anything else you wanted to say, Paul, before we let you go?
I just had one question. Instead of me looking at your archives and re-listening to the program last night, who was your guest at on your evening program? You know, I guess it's 10 o'clock.
Well, let's see. There was a doctor. Corn, that was the first hour. The second hour was William Ramsey, and he's got a wonderful book. We're going to be carrying it on Aleister Crowley. He did a very, very good job. I'm quite impressed by it.
Okay, what was his name again?
William Ramsey.
William Ramsey. Okay.
Right.
Okay. That's what I wanted to look up.
God bless, and thanks very much for calling, and let's, Chris, go
to you.
The dean is calling from Riverside, Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And it's open line, so we'll look forward to hearing from you. Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
Very well, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I'm calling about Ron Paul for president 2012. And I'm, you know what? My question is, why can't you get him on for an interview? I know that.
I think that
you guys know each other, and if you're not friends, you should be. So,
I've had Ron Paul in the past. In recent years, I have all sorts of trouble with the people in his office. I promise you, I will try again because I have the greatest of admiration for Dr. Paul. And it's simply the last couple of times I had him scheduled to come on the program, at the last minute, his office called to cancel. I don't know whether he has people working for him that are on the other side or simply what caused it. I promise you I will try to get him on. He's doing a wonderful job. He's saying the right things. I think he's a man of integrity there in that cesspool of hypocrisy, which we call Washington, D.C. I agree with you.
Well, here's the thing. I was thinking about trying to contribute to his campaign committee, and I wonder, does the money just go into a, does it go to his actual presidential, you know, campaign, or does it go to, you know, somebody went out and had drinks and dinner that night?
I believe, I would hope that the money would go for proper purposes and that they would be very frugal with the money. That really, of course, would be up to the campaign committee, but he does have a campaign committee, and any money you send should be specifically sent not to Ron Paul, but to the Ron Paul for President Committee. Mark that, so if it's used for anything else, that would be certainly a grand theft. And, Cindy, I will try to get Congressman Paul on. I promise you we'll try this next week. Anything else, Dean?
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, well, we've got somebody. His name is Porria. Porria, and hi, Porria. Where do you come from? Are you from Santa Cruz?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, fine. Let me just put my telephone number out there. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across America, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. But right now, we've got Porria from Santa Cruz. And do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a couple of questions regarding the threat of the collapse of the dollar. Many Americans are retiring overseas now, and I was wondering what your advice might be for them if the dollar collapses while they're living abroad. Would it be better, in your estimation, to rent or to own their place of residence?
Well, if you're living overseas, I would think that probably for the time being to rent, you know, until we know. But people, if they're living overseas, have to protect their savings. And
yeah.
Basically, if they're invested in dollar or dollar related assets, why are they really risking real problems? If they're in annuities, bank deposits, CDs, pension, insurance policies, anything denominated in dollars is rapidly losing money. The current rate of inflation is about 10.3%.
Wow.
It will be 14% by the end of the year and 20% next year. And in a couple of years, they'll have lost half or two-thirds of the value of their savings. So get your money out of traditional investments. Think outside the box. Get into gold or silver or commodities or something of fixed value. And if you're overseas, make sure, of course, that you have a source of income out of the country, because they may very well put exchange controls on, so you won't be able to get any additional funds out of the United States.
Oh, wow. So would it be better then, do you think, to take a pension at face value rather than the payments over time?
Because absolutely. Right now, I would take it at even if you have to borrow on it, I would borrow on it and then pay interest to myself. But get your money, if you ask my opinion. Remember, I'm not a financial advisor.
Right.
But I do know something about what they're doing to the value of our currency. Get into gold and silver.
What percentage of someone's portfolio would you, at this, with this kind of climate, you know, we're in, would you recommend?
I would suggest that you keep a few thousand dollars on hand to pay your bills, and then you would be 100% in gold and silver related assets. Now, some people say 100% in gold and silver, but various types, various places, diversify, spread it out. It's not all in one place or in one safety deposit box. Mm-hmm. You may want, of course, to get some gold and silver stocks. I would be probably, and I'm just taking this figure off the top of my head, 70% in gold and silver. If you're young, why, of course, you may want to speculate in gold and silver stocks. They may do very well. Do not go into exploratory stocks or gamble it with anything at this time. You'll be in the major stocks and hope and pray that they will hold up. That's all I can say.
But is the dollar, sure, and I thank you for your good advice, because if the dollar collapses, wouldn't the stock market be at risk as well?
It may very well be.
Yeah. And so finally, if we did have a sudden rush on goods and services here with no dollar, would vendors take silver and gold coins?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. They have for 4,500 years. There's no reason why they would stop now. No, I think you'll always be able to use this as a medium of exchange because it has inherent value. What inherent value is there in a $500 trillion note from Zimbabwe?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. So did I hear you correctly? 50% of our assets you would recommend in silver and gold, right?
Right now, I would put 70% in. We are moving into a crisis situation.
I know. I've been getting dreams about this, and I thought this was all craziness. I didn't really believe any of the naysayers. And then, of all the, I thought it was conspiracy theorists and everything. And God has been giving me dreams of stocking food and getting silver and gold. And that's how he speaks to me. And I'm very clear that this is what we need to do. And I'm so grateful that your show is there and that you've been educating people. And so you recommend silver and gold, doing it in coins as well as in paper, just diversifying in silver and gold.
Diversify and shop around. Do not get it all from one person.
Right.
Get it for the best price that you can and get several quotations on it. Those quotations usually last 15 to 30 minutes. But right now, of course, gold is running it. It would close today at the highest it's ever been at $1,590 an ounce. Silver was over $39 an ounce.
Wow.
I can remember when it was $1.29 an ounce.
Oh, my. I know. I wish I'd bought some then.
Well done, but remember, it's got a long way to go.
Yes, that's probably true. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
God bless you.
God bless you. Keep up the good work.
We will do the best we can. Okay, fine. Jack, do you have a question?
And a comment.
Well, let's have a question, because your comments usually go on and on and on. Do you have a question?
Okay. You mentioned two operative words, slavery and fraud. So I would like to ask you whether Pastor Whitney has ever addressed the slavery of the American people relative to the various fraudulent, although presumed valid, debt obligations, such as the so-called national public debt or mortgages specifically, because in actuality, the promissory note that everyone signs at the time of the contract literally creates the credit or currency that funds that presumed valid loan.
You're absolutely right, Jack. This is a form of slavery. We are indebted, of course, to the people who put the money out. It's phony money, and, of course, they own our home, they own our car, and we are indebted to them. It's a form of slavery. And thanks so much. Let's go to Suzette calling from Monterey. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but Jack's point is very well taken. The American people are indebted to the people who control the banks. But the people who control the banks, of course, are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our major banks, our six major banks in the United States. What are they? Of course, there's J.P. Morgan Chase, there's Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, and they're all tied into the Rockefellers. And then, of course, you have your Goldman Sachs, and you have Wells Fargo and Bank of America. And, of course, they're tied into the Rothschilds, European bankers. And basically, these are the six major banks in the United States. they control somewhere between 30 and 60% of all the banking assets in the United States. And they specifically are not lending. Why? Because they want to bring the whole system down. The smaller banks, and there are about 8,000 of those, are being paid for the first time in history. They're being paid by the Federal Reserve System not to lend their money out, but to put their money with the Federal Reserve System. Never before has the Federal Reserve paid interest on money deposited with it. Why is the Federal Reserve doing that? Because they want to destroy our economic system. They do not want the banks to loan. And when you have a system such as ours, where you strangle the ability to obtain loans, then the whole system collapses, right, certainly, on schedule. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. It's open lines, and we'd love to talk to you. We've got Suzette calling in from Monterey. Hi, Suzette. How are you doing?
I'm great, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I had a comment. You're my first of all, you're my favorite conspiracy analyst. Secondly, I wanted to just mention, someone had, one of your callers had asked about Ron Paul and where the money went. I'm actually volunteering for Ron Paul, and we're already rolling this year. We're working towards the August 13th Ames, Iowa straw poll.
Okay.
And if for people that want to volunteer for Dr. Paul, they can go to www.rp2012.com, and that is John Dennis's site, and you can actually make calls. You can volunteer and make calls to people in Iowa. We're trying to seek out the Ron Paul supporters to get them to the straw poll.
All right, fine. Now give that website one more time, Suzette.
It's www.rp for Ron Paul 2012.org. I said .com, but it's actually .org.
All right.
And then for people that want to, Dr. Paul's website, ronpaul2012.com, is a excellent website to learn about his platform. And you can even watch his brand new TV ad, which just went on air today in New Hampshire and in Iowa. And it's about this debt thing that's going, this travesty that's occurring in Washington right now. And there's also a petition that people can send to Congress basically stating, you know, that we know what they're doing, that there's no secret, we understand exactly what's going on, and we want them to stand up and act right. He basically felt that if the Congress doesn't, if the Republicans don't grow a spine, that the Tea Party will have lost a lot of power. You know, if they just crumble under this, which would appear to be the case, things are going to be a lot worse.
Either that or, because hopefully people will get very, very angry and vote out all the rhino Republicans and insist that we get people there who have a spine behind them and tell them, you know, if you want to be a one-term congressman, you go back to Washington, D.C., and you knuckle under the leaders. People don't understand. You get back there, and they take you aside, and they tell you the facts of life. If you don't go along with the leadership and do what they want, why, you won't get reelected. We'll simply run somebody against you next time in the primary, and you'll be defeated. And you won't get any money, and your opponent will get all sorts of money. Now, we want you to vote this way or else. And what we need are people who say, fine, well, it's then I won't be reelected, but I'm going to do what's right. We need people who really believe in America and are willing to take a stand for it and are solidly grounded in the Constitution. We can talk all we want to about the Constitution, but unless people understand that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is in violation of the Constitution, and these people who've sworn to uphold the Constitution are simply, you know, going back on their oath or violating their oath. Until people understand that simply the federal government has no business funding education. The federal government has no business funding the major banks, you know, so that they won't fail. The federal government has no business regulating, you know, the type of light bulbs we're going to use. The federal government has no business controlling city forests all over the world. The only thing they're supposed to control is the city of Washington, D.C., and that's all they're supposed to be able to control. Until people understand that we have a subversive element that controls both political parties and made mockery out of our electoral process, nothing's going to change. But once the people get angry, this is when things are going to change. Suzette, I really congratulate you for being involved and certainly for calling our program, and I hope you'll keep us abreast of what is going on there.
I certainly will, Dr. Stan. Thanks a lot.
You're more than welcome. All our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What are you doing today? Do you have a candidate you believe in? Do they believe in the Constitution? Are you trying to get their message out? Suzette is involved, but what are you doing? And I would encourage each of you, whoever your candidate is, and remember, of course, I'm not allowed to endorse a candidate, but I will tell you, you should be involved. Because, of course, you're either going to stand up and be counted now or you're going to be counted out. And we can lose this country if there are not enough people who care about freedom. And remember, and freedom once lost will never be regained. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we started out talking about what's happening from the financial point of view. Let's take the next.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
ideological and cultural and educational and financial battlefield? Would you like to help me maintain our network of some 60, 65 stations across America? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so we would welcome you. We'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family supporters. Just give us a call and they'll tell you how you can become a member of the Radio Liberty family. And then, of course, we hope that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and Sydney, watch the DVDs we have. We have another section called Videos on the Web, Around the Web. And, of course, these are YouTubes, the other videos we think are important for you to listen to. We actually have our radio programs recorded there, and you can listen to us 24 hours a day on your iPods, certainly on your MP3 player, on your cell phone, especially if you have unlimited minutes. You can listen to our certainly archive programs. You can listen to our live radio programs and call in. And it's just, you can also hear us on shortwave, on the internet, and on radio stations across America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will be planning on coming to our all-day conference on the 23rd of October. That's a Sunday. But we hope to have a real good turnout because of excellent speakers coming in. We hope that you want to get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's 2 4-CD sets on the Illuminati. Very, very well done. We hope you want to get Barry Shamish's 4-CD set, The Return of the Giants, going into the supernatural events that he investigated that took place in Israel between 1988 and 1999. We have a great DVD, Joanna Michelson, on the beautiful side of evil. And we have a 4-tape set with actually 2 interviews there, 2-hour interviews with Joanna Michelson. One of the things that I think is well worthwhile listening to. Sydney, we have all sorts of information on the Bilderbergers. We've got books on the Bilderbergers. We've got, a CD set and a DVD on the Bohemian Grove. We have actually a couple of books and a CD set on the Skull and Bones Secret Society, and it is a secret society. We've got material on what really happened to Martin Luther King, a 4-CD set and a book written by a gentleman who was hired by Martin Luther King's family to get to the bottom of who killed Martin Luther King. Believe me, it wasn't James Earl Ray. We actually have a 4-tape set, a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. And suddenly it wasn't Saran Saran. We've got a book on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, a DVD that was made by the British Broadcasting Company, never to be shown in America, and never has been shown except in private homes. After all, they control the media. The last thing they want you to know is that Saran Saran did not shoot Bobby Kennedy. And then, of course, we have 4-tape sets on the murder of President Kennedy, 2 4-tape sets, a book, an excellent DVD on the murder of John Kennedy. We've got information on what really happened with the USS Liberty. We've got a 4-CD set. We've got a video DVD. The DVD was made in England, never to be shown in America, because, you see, the American people can never be allowed to know the truth. But I do what I do because, at least for the small number of people, the thousands of people who listen to Radio Liberty, they are informed. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, for our leaders, our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Yeah.
and beside her, and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Gregg, former senior editor of the New American Magazine, and now, of course, writing his own blog, has his own radio program, and of course, he writes the Radio Liberty newsletter, and thank you so much, William, for that. And then, of course, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Dr. Stan, thank you for the opportunity to be involved in your newsletter and for this week the opportunity to be on your program, both of which I think are very valuable undertakings. I appreciate your kind words. One of the consistent themes of our conversations, Dr. Stan, has been your insight about reality being enthroned, forgive me, reality being scoffed at and illusion being enthroned. And I find myself over the last, I've found myself over the last couple of days reflecting on the consummate foolishness and absurdity of what's happened in the aftermath of the Casey Anthony trial, and how there seems to be this growing momentum. No doubt this is something which is being at least somewhat abetted or stage managed by people to benefit from movements of this sort, to modify the jury system or to abolish certain protections for defendants, because the entire cable watching population knows, not having been, of course, exposed firsthand to the evidence or testimony, but knows because of what they have been told by Nancy Grace and other people who like to chum the waters so as to attract the sharks, that Casey Anthony was guilty. It's entirely possible that she was, but what we know is that a jury of her peers, exposed to the evidence and through the process of deliberation, came to the conclusion that the prosecution had not made the case that this admittedly tawdry mother had murdered either through neglect or through deliberate criminal malfeasance her daughter Kaylee. And yet, because of the fact that people have been indoctrinated in the belief that what the mob wants must be right, and the mob, of course, is tutored to want those things that benefit the oligarchs running our system, there are people who assume that somehow through a sheer outpouring of rage and passion that this verdict can be reversed and that so-called justice could be done for this beautiful little girl who died under circumstances that are highly redolent of a crime, but the crime, of course, was never proven. That's one of the realities of the human condition, is that we cannot establish perfect justice. The best that we can do is to pursue justice according to our limited means of understanding the truth and require that people be honest to the extent that they can be. That's one of the reasons, of course, why you make mention, Dr. Stan, of the need for people to be moral and virtuous, and for the need for people to understand that there is an eternal law that regulates and that defines what is right and wrong, and to which we're all subject, and which we're all going to be held accountable. We do live in a depraved society, a thoroughly materialistic society, one in which people are of the opinion that whatever satisfies a transient appetite is to be desired in all circumstances. And there's reason to think that this extravagantly imperfect mother was somebody who is a pretty fair representative of that depraved society. But that doesn't mean that as a criminal defendant that she had anything less than the full panoply of procedural rights and immunities. It doesn't mean that because we don't like that person and we don't like the outcome of this verdict that we should do away with the one indispensable safeguard of due process, which is the jury system. But there are people who are being manipulated into calling for that type of a development.
Oh, I think we saw that after the O.J. Simpson
trial. That's exactly right.
In fact, but the difficulty is with O.J., all the white people thought he was guilty. Almost all the black people thought he was set up. And I thought he was set up as well. But that's another story for another time. There is something about this whole Casey, Anthony's story that doesn't ring true. I don't think we've heard the whole story yet. You go right ahead, William.
I agree with you that there's a lot about this story, this tragedy, this very ugly situation that suggests that at least some crucial facts have been withheld from the public's understanding of what happened. I've not immersed myself in the subject because, quite frankly, although it's a horrible thing, the worst thing in the world to see a young child die, particularly when there's evidence that the child has been killed through an act of deliberate lethal violence, a crime of that nature is absolutely hideous. Put this in perspective, however, why is it that Casey Anthony is uniquely suitable as a target for revulsion and as the apparent poster child for a campaign to do away with the jury system, or at least modified out of existence, when there are 4,000 abortions being committed every day in this country? Granted, it's a little bit more difficult to develop the same type of passionate sympathy for the victim of an abortion than it is to develop sympathy for this angelic little girl who died under circumstances that, once again, are very much suspicious to the mind and eye of anybody who takes a look at this case. And why is it that we find ourselves, or at least some segment of the population, finds itself being bent into knots and contorted into a type of insensate rage over this crime when the government ruling us is murdering thousands of people a day and borrowing money to do so in ways that are driving the economy into an incurable depression? It's fascinating to me to see how there's very little outrage over verdicts that are miscarriages of justice where innocent people are found guilty of crimes they didn't commit. There's always a disposition on the part of the public to take umbrage over defense attorneys and to think the defense attorneys are acting out of malign motives when somebody that everybody knows is guilty is acquitted. And that's, of course, what a jury is supposed to do. A jury is not supposed to convict. A jury is supposed to acquit. The negative right, if you will, the right to an interdiction of the government's desire to put somebody in jail, is the foundation of our system of due process. The jury is there to impede the government's desires when it comes to imprisoning or inflicting a punishment on somebody until the government has proven the case. If the government prosecution cannot make a case beyond a reasonable doubt, then the duty of the jury is to acquit. The default decision, the default verdict in every criminal proceeding has to be not guilty. Now prove that the person is guilty. But because of this mesmeric effect of cable television, which bewitches the intellect and appeals to the baser impulses of the mob, people have been convinced that they know to a moral certainty that this person is guilty, and that the impedimenta put up by our system of due process simply has to be dispensed with.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, William is simply pointing out the fact that most people believe that, of course, Casey Anthony was guilty of a murder of her child, or at least was deeply involved in the death of her child, and certainly waiting 30 days before she calls the police and tells them that her child has been abducted or disappeared. I mean, this story just doesn't ring true at all. And then the child's remains are found, but so decomposed they can't figure out what's going on there. And then they bring up the fact that her father, Casey's father, molested her. What does that have to do with what happened to her daughter? Absolutely nothing. And then, of course, this girl sits there for several months, you know, and the jury sees her every day with this morose look on her face, not once smiling, and suddenly weeping intermittently, and suddenly dabbing her eyes. And this whole thing is beautifully staged to get sympathy for her. And then now, of course, we see the smile. She's going to get $1 million for giving an interview. But, of course, why would we believe a word that she said? Sure. She lied to the police. She lied about all sorts of things. But there may be much more to this whole story that we've ever known, because there are so many stories out there. You will never hear the full truth. For instance, everybody's heard of the Son of Sam killers, this fellow named David Berkowitz, who is accused of killing several people, and actually convicted of killing several people in New York. And of course, he's in jail for life. You have never heard he was part of a satanic cult, the Process Church of the Lateral Day Judgment. How could you conceal that? And the fact that a number of the murders he was accused of, he admits he did not commit. He committed some of them, but he eventually became a Christian. Tried to tell the truth. Nobody would ever hear about it. What do we know about this? But of course, the point that William has made is this has been made basically a very public case, the Casey Anthony, and the whole idea is our system doesn't work. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our system does work far better to let 10 guilty party go free than, of course, to let it convict one innocent person. Go right ahead.
One of the reasons we have the largest prison system in recorded human history is precisely because there are people in prison who are innocent. And for some reason, people have been indoctrinated in the belief that it's far better to punish the innocent than to let the guilty go free or to run the risk of the guilty person going free. I don't know a whole lot about this case. It's something that I avoided because the atmospherics of it were so repellent. I remember seeing this absolutely disgusting spectacle of women waiting outside the courtroom and then literally trampling over each other in this bovine gadarene stampede into the courtroom so they could get one of the limited number of seats to be spectators of this trial. And that is the sort of attitude I would associate with the sans-culottes in the French Revolution, the people who are the feeders of the guillotine. And then you have Nancy Grace, who's a perfectly repellent person, who's, I believe, with CNN, former prosecutor, and somebody who has been conspicuously wrong about a number of cases, most notably, of course, the so-called a Duke raid case from a few years ago, acting as Madame Defarge. She has a palpable desire to see Casey Anthony be lynched. She's actually started a countdown now on her program to the number of days until Casey Anthony is free from the sentence for lying to the police. And the thing that I find really repellent about this, once again, is the undercurrent here or the overtones of the type of Jacobinical mob hysteria that characterized the Revolutionary Terror. That's democracy in action, and that's one of the reasons why we're supposed to be protected from democracy. A lot of people mistakenly believe that the constitutional system that was left to us by the Founding Fathers was in some sense a democracy. Well, there are elements of it that operate democratically. That is to say, you do have majority votes, for instance, for the House of Representatives. That's the people's house, and that's, of course, where revenue bills have to begin. One of the reasons why it was arranged that way is because everything the government can spend money on has to be voted on by people who are subject to immediate accountability, and that's why we have the intimacy of congressional districts and congressional elections every 2 years. That doesn't make us a democracy, however. A democracy, the best paradigm for a democracy is the lynch mob. You have the most immediate and unappealable form of majority rule in a lynch mob. And one of the other democratic bodies that we have is, of course, the jury. I mean, there are a lot of juries in a lot of jurisdictions where you can have a minority of one hang a jury. That means that you don't have a unanimous verdict, and so you have a very minority-biased institution of that sort, but that's the way it's supposed to be. The reason why we have a constitution is to protect the rights of minorities. And of course, when somebody is on trial, when he's confronting the full weight of the prosecutorial power of the state and public opinion is being deployed against him, you've got pretty much the definitive example of a minority whose rights have to be protected, even a minority as repellent as Casey Anthony appears to be. But the thing I find most disagreeable about this, once again, is the fact that through the magic of mass indoctrination and mobilization through cable television and the various appendages and tributaries in the electronic and print media, you have this large constituency of people who have been made absolutely incandescent with rage over the fact that the prosecution did not convince this jury that Casey Anthony was guilty. And that means that this is an indictment of the jury system. It's not illustration of the weakness of the prosecution case or the unfortunate limitations on human knowledge and the persuasive function, for instance, of people who are prosecuting those who are who are apparently guilty. You know, in other words, it's not just the sort of thing that happens because people are robustly imperfect, and that's not going to change anytime soon, this side of eternity. But rather, this means that we have to do something about the jury system itself. Or, in the alternate, there is a campaign which has sprung up to retry Casey Anthony on federal charges using the doctrine of dual sovereignty, which, of course, is completely spurious. The reason why we have a constitutional prohibition against a double jeopardy is precisely to prevent that. That doesn't mean that this hasn't been done.
But we saw that with the Rodney King trial. No justification at all for
exactly.
that. But of course, they see the people say, oh, well, my goodness, injustice was done. The officers should have been punished. So we'll get around that. We'll certainly bring him back and charge him again. Or with certainly O.J. Simpson. Well, we couldn't get him on criminal charges. We'll get him on civil charges. And then, of course, we'll trim up some other charges there. And we'll put him in jail because supposedly he was involved with an effort to where somebody else was carrying a gun. Incidentally, the guy, I'm told, was given $250,000 to set up OJ there for the trial in Reno. I don't know if it's true or not, but I wouldn't be surprised. They wanted to get OJ for a crime he didn't commit. But go ahead.
That's exactly the point that I was going to make, and the case I was going to use to illustrate it was what happened to the police who were acquitted of criminal charges in the O.J. Rodney King incident, was that the federal government decided to intervene and charge them with civil rights violations. And that, of course, means that they were put in jeopardy twice for the same material facts for the same offense. The offense was simply redefined so as to make it amenable to the interests of federal prosecutors. And federal prosecutors have far greater leeway, and they tend to have juries that are far more credulous than criminal prosecutors in a county or in a municipal setting would have. And that's one of the reasons why the federal conviction rate is far higher than the conviction rate of district attorneys or attorneys representing other jurisdictions, because they have a way of weeding out people who are inclined to make the government prove its case. And one aspect of this that is not getting anywhere near enough discussion in the aftermath of this case, I honestly believe that one of the reasons why cases of this sort are turned into a cause célèbre is precisely because they are so useful at riling up mass public opposition to the integrity of the jury system, is the fact that according to people who have analyzed this subject, Harvey Silverglate is the best example I can think of. He's a civil rights attorney from, I believe, Massachusetts. That we, each of us, commit probably a handful of violations of what the federal government is pleased to call law every day. Harvey Silverglate's book on this subject is called Three Felonies a Day. What he points out is that the number of ordinances and enactments, I really sort of refuse to call them laws, because laws are supposed to be few in number and simple to understand and have to do with protection of life, liberty, and property. If you have enactments that go beyond that description, you're not really dealing with laws, you're dealing with impositions. They're laws in a positivist sense, but certainly not laws in a sense that Blackstone and others would recognize. But the federal government has generated so many of these so-called laws through legislation and also through bureaucratic action through regulatory agencies that it is quite literally impossible for any American to be innocent, at least as the government would define innocent. What liberties we exercise by the indulgence and the grace of the state, and for that reason, it's possible at any time for any of us to fall under the malign attention of a federal prosecutor who will have something that he can charge us with in order to deprive us of our freedom or whatever increment of property he seeks to extract from us. Our lives, in other words, are contingent on the deference of federal prosecutors. So, if you want to start redefining as federal offenses, those offenses that have not resulted in guilty verdicts when they've been tried in due process through county courts or other bodies of that sort, that means essentially that we're going to dispense altogether with procedural safeguards and immunities for defendants, because if this all becomes federalized, then all bets are off and all of us are going to spend time in prison. And quite frankly, that's the sort of a circumstance that our rulers want us to be in. They want us to live under that sort of Damocles constantly.
I think people have to understand that in America today, one out of every 100 Americans is in prison. One out of every 100 adult Americans is in prison. One out of every 33 adults is in prison, probation, or parole. What happened to the land of the free and the home of the brave? Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to talk about and you wave your flags. But there is a subversive element that is putting a lot of innocent people in prison for crimes they did not commit. I believe, of course, in the legal system. But you have to have moral people working there. And we don't. That's the tragedy. William, you go right ahead.
One of the things that's happened is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
By a woman who actually thought that she was, of course, Casey Anthony. And there's a very slight resemblance. This woman followed in her car. He kept hitting her car several times, flipped the car over. And the whole idea was that she justified she did. She was trying to save the other children so that Casey Anthony didn't kill anymore. Well, this wasn't Casey Anthony. This was a lady working in a convenience store somewhere in the Middle West. But, of course, the reality was so much that the woman who watched television all the time thought that this was Casey Anthony and she was going to save the children by killing this poor woman who worked at a convenience store who had a vague resemblance. Now, basically, what people don't understand is they're playing games with our mind. You think you see reality on television every night? You don't. You watch your television and you believe what you're seeing. And, of course, what you don't understand is reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Go right ahead, William.
One of the things that the police said after they arrested this woman, Shireen Nally, was that she seemed to be intoxicated or under the influence of a narcotic. the toxicology report hasn't been published yet that would suggest that she was on some controlled substance, but I think that the influence of this immersive altered reality that is media would be sufficient to have the equivalent of a narcotic effect on the minds of somebody who is basically lost all purchase on objective reality. And you're dealing here with somebody whose sense of reality had been molded by professionals in the art of misleading people. And so when she saw this woman in a small town in Oklahoma who bore, at best, a very superficial resemblance to Casey Anthony, and maybe heard mention of Kaylee, her daughter, in this pseudo-reality this person was living in, it's entirely possible that she believed that she had a moral necessity. She's under a moral imperative to act as the hand of vengeance, given that she had been indoctrinated by what she had seen regarding the depravity, the singular depravity of Casey Anthony here. And here was this person in front of her who appeared to be the much-hated specter that she had seen on television for a number of weeks. But the thing I find interesting is this final comment in this report from Ms. Blackwell. I don't look that much like her, so what about people who actually do look like her and live close to Florida instead of Oklahoma? What's going to happen to those people, she asked. Well, there was a story that came out last week that tends to underscore and make valid the concerns that she's raising here. One of the jurors, a 60-year-old woman who was on the jury who acquitted Casey Anthony, has been driven out of her home. And the jurors' names, of course, are confidential, but it was made known to her friends and to her coworkers that she had served on the jury. Obviously, she had to take a leave from her work, and she had to make arrangements for her family to be cared for. She has a husband. She had children, I believe grandchildren. And so she was absent. She was sequestered, along with the rest of the other 11 jurors, for a long period of time. So the fact that she was involved in that trial was known to some people, and that leaked out through casual conversation. And within a very short period of time, I mean literally hours of the verdict being handed down, she was receiving death threats by telephone, and she's being harassed at work. And so she and her husband have literally fled. They picked up stakes, and they left the town. As a matter of fact, she resigned from her job by telephone because she didn't run the risk of going to work and letting people know in person that she was going to have to quit her job and find some other way to earn a living along with her husband because of the fact that her life was jeopardized by the immediate friends and family who'd become aware of the fact, and coworkers become aware of the fact that she was on that jury. That's the sort of thing, once again, that summons unpleasant memories of what happened in the early phases of the French Revolutionary Terror. And that's the sort of thing that happens when people are encouraged to take leave of their critical intelligence and to accept the script that is written for them by people they don't know, will never meet, who do not have their best interests at heart. And in this case, once again, there has been this standing campaign for a number of years, and is being driven by people who are involved in this huge and ever-expanding industry that is the Homeland Security and penological state. To undermine the integrity of the jury system, that's the last institutional impediment to the complete consolidation of power and the creation of a regime in which all of us are considered to be criminals, subject to imprisonment pretty much at the whim of anybody in an official position. That's what's going on here, and it's very dangerous.
Well, I think so much of what's going on is dangerous. People have to begin to think and to challenge and to begin to understand that their minds are molded, their ideas formed, their a taste suggested largely by people they have never heard of. We need people to understand the media is controlled by 6 major corporations. If you haven't heard my talk on that, you need to get it or get the book, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Bagdikian.
Grateful for a land so fair.
Go right ahead.
One of the things, of course, that is going on while people's attention has been riveted to this sort of trial is the growing impunity for the larger crooks who are responsible for destroying our economy and literally killing thousands of people or tens or hundreds of thousands of people. Indeed, people in the millions who take a look at the wars that they've supported over the decades. And then, of course, the people who run the banking combine. Just yesterday, there was a report in the Washington Post talking about how Teresa Edwards and June Clarkson, who were heading up the investigations in Florida on behalf of the Attorney General's office in that state, they were looking into the fraudulent foreclosure practices that were being used by people in the politically connected banking industry, robo-signings and other fraudulent foreclosure practices that were depriving people of their homes under patently false and abusive circumstances. They, for the last year, had been investigating this. They'd been started to make headway. Well, guess what? They were fired. They were summarily dismissed. They put in a report in May that was considered to be a very valuable piece of forensic investigation into this. And just in the last week, out of nowhere, they were dismissed from what they were doing, not because of malfeasance and not because of any misconduct. It's simply because they were actually starting to make matters just a little bit difficult for the politically connected criminals in the banking industry, who are responsible for visiting misery on literally tens of millions of people and pretty much destroying our economy. And they're the charming folks who profit off of the indebtedness that is run up by wars of conquest and empire. In other words, these are the sort of people who are several orders of magnitude worse than Casey Anthony could ever be if everything that was said about her was true, because Casey Anthony would have been guilty of doing an admittedly horrible thing, the worst thing that a parent could do. But these are people who are rendering entire populations homeless and financing wars that are destroying entire populations of people who are completely innocent and have done us no harm and are inciting the enmity that could lead to a civilizational clash that would be the end of anything worthwhile in preserving in this world. So you're dealing here with the type of people who are that are immunized from prosecution precisely because they are criminals of a far greater magnitude than some Padre Hasfraw, once again, ironically enough, from Florida, would be. This is what's going on in Florida while everyone's paying attention to the Casey Anthony story.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's William Grigg, and we're simply talking about what's going on as far as the Casey Anthony case, and the many of our leaders, certainly the people in our major banks, the people within the Brotherhood of Darkness, who have incited wars that have killed hundreds of thousands of people and destroyed whole civilizations and are threatening to take us into another major war. These are the real criminals, far worse than Casey Anthony. This doesn't excuse what she did. But you will never see on nightly television anybody telling you about the Council on Foreign Relations and, of course, what its leaders did as far as creating, certainly, World War II and the Korean War and the Vietnam War and the First Gulf War and the Second Gulf War and the current tragic situation that exists in the Middle East today and the fact that they're planning on taking us now into a war with the Muslim world. We never talk about that. No, we focus our attention on the tragedy of Casey Anthony and the fate of this little girl. And over again, we see this beautiful little girl's picture on the screen. We never see the pictures of the bodies of the Americans who are blown really to bits, in Iraq. I interviewed a woman today who was on Sydney with the burial unit, the death unit, one who picked up the bodies of American Marines in Iraq, and her story about, having to pick up the flesh, and her hands with the fluid oozing out between her fingers. You're never going to hear that discussed on television. All these needless deaths in a war we never should have been involved in. But before we go on, William, I want you to go ahead and tell us how people can get to your website, how they can get to your radio program, and how they can get to your PayPal button and help you as you continue bringing us the news behind the news, the story behind the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, I really appreciate that. My blog is called Pro Libertate, and it's found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Or listeners can go to Google or another search engine and type in my last name, Grigg, and the phrase Pro Libertate, P-R-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E, and my blog should be the first return which would pop up as a result of that search. I post irregularly now. Unfortunately, the last couple of weeks I've been very busy with ancillary projects, so I've not been able to do an update to the story, which I ran about a week and a half ago, a little less than a week and a half ago, about the chairman of the Pima County Republican Party in Arizona, who confronts expulsion from his position because he dared to criticize the SWAT raid that resulted in the completely avoidable death of Jose Guareña, who was a young man, father, husband, retired Marine, combat veteran of two tours in Iraq. He was killed in his home on May 5th of this year in a fusillade of 71 shots fired by a SWAT team. It was a no-knock raid. They supposedly knocked and announced, but they knocked with the diffidence of a very shy door-to-door salesman. The announcement was made sotto voce. They weren't shouting. And if you take a look at the video that's available from the helmet camera of one of the raiders, they were not approaching this house as if they really suspected that this man was what he supposedly was. In other words, he'd been described as if he were a drug kingpin and involved in a home invasion robbery crew. And the affidavit supporting the search warrant didn't deduce so much as a particle of evidence that he was involved in anything illegal. But there was one section of that affidavit that was redacted because it was from a conveniently anonymous informant. And so we've not been able to see what it was that was supposedly the evidence to justify some type of a search warrant. But you don't deliver a search warrant with a SWAT team. If you're dealing with somebody who has no criminal record, as Jose Guareña did not, if you're dealing with somebody who had previously cooperated with police, as Jose Guareña had, you simply go up and knock on the door and announce that you want to search the residence. You present the search warrant, then you go in and search the house. If they had followed that procedure, they would have found exactly what they found after they murdered this man on this front in the front room of his house, which was nothing. And this happened while this man's young wife and four-year-old child were cowering in the closet because they thought that they were dealing with a home invasion, which, of course, they were. It was a home invasion conducted under the forms of supposed law. Well, Brian Miller, the head of the Pima County Republican Party, published a very well-thought-out and moderate email suggesting that it might be a good idea to revisit the wisdom of using SWAT teams to enforce search warrants, and talking about the dangers of the militarization of law enforcement. Mr. Miller is a veteran himself. He's in the Air Force Reserve. He's a pilot, young man with his own young family. Well, he's being evicted from his position if his critics in the Republican Party in Pima County have their way, because he dared to criticize law enforcement, which, of course, he did not. He criticized the militarization of law enforcement. That, in any case, is sort of a thumbnail sketch of the current post at my blog, Pro Libertate. And as I mentioned, I've been involved with other side projects that are equally important, I think. One of them is my radio program, Pro Libertate Radio, which is broadcast on Sunday afternoons on the Liberty News Radio Network, libertynewsradio.com. My program, which is pre-recorded, and that's why it's such a labor-intensive undertaking, is 2 hours long. It starts at 4 o'clock Central Time on Sunday afternoon at libertynewsradio.com. If you go to the website, there's a list of terrestrial affiliates of Liberty News Radio. And the program is available by way of live streaming. The archives can be downloaded as MP3 files, or you can subscribe to them by way of iTunes. I should point out that as of this Sunday, Liberty News Radio will be broadcasting my final program for Pro Libertate Radio, because they're going to change their format on the 20th of July. And so it's important, if people want to get a hold of my podcast, to visit the website before July 20th when the format's likely to change. I'm going to be filling in on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I believe, is something that some of your listeners would be familiar with. I'll be filling in for my friend Kevin Shannon starting tomorrow for four consecutive Saturdays. And that program is available in the Inland Empire in California by way of live broadcast radio. And otherwise, you can go to Republic Broadcasting Network's website and find out the information for streaming the program or downloading the programs from the archives. Mr. Shannon's going on vacation. He's very kindly offered to let me sit in for him. So once again, this is going to be a temporary gig. I'll be filling in for four consecutive Saturdays. And you mentioned, Dr. Stan, that on my website, I do have access to a PayPal account for those who are interested in making donations to help me with my work and to help me keep my enterprises going, keep my family, quite frankly, fed and housed. I do have a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay. and those who have the means to donate or are interested in helping me out are invited to contribute what they feel would be appropriate, and I really appreciate everything the people have done in order to help our family keep body and soul together, and I recognize that this is a very, very scary economy we're in. I think I know that better than some, trying to support a family of eight as a freelancer, an independent journalist, is, to say nothing more about the experience, stimulating. But it's been testimony of the fact that there is a supervising providence who tends to take an interest in people who are trying to do what they are led by conscience to believe is the right thing, and that there are people of conscience who are willing to help me is one of the things that I find to be an immense blessing and a very humbling one of that. I appreciate everything that you have done, as well as your listeners, Dr. Stan, to help me and my family survive. It's something for which we'll always be grateful.
And I appreciate what our listeners have done to help you as well. Is there anything new at all about this poor fellow that was gunned down with 71 shots there? Any more on that story? What, anything has come out? Has the family got legal advice? Are they going to be able to bring a suit against the government for breaking in without justification? And certainly with a SWAT team, you know,
yeah.
What do we know?
What has happened is that the family is conferring with counsel over the possibility of a lawsuit. That means that there's going to be a settlement. That's almost always what happens. The local, that is to say, the Pima County attorney, has ruled that the shooting was justified. That wasn't exactly a suspenseful proposition. I wasn't holding my breath. I wasn't on tenterhooks to see what the ruling would be, because these are almost always ruled to be justifiable, no matter how absurd or demonstrably ridiculous the use of force may be, no matter how disproportionate. The preliminary, the default setting, if you will, with respect to this type of independent review is to hold that this was justifiable. There have been leaks by Michael Story, who's the scabrous personality who represents the police officers union in Pima County, intended to undermine the reputation of Jose Guardeña. One of the things that they claim, and this is a claim because this is not going to be subjected to an adversarial procedure of any kind, they claim that they found a stolen firearm in Jose Guardeña's collection. That is to say, a firearm that had been stolen, reported stolen. But this is something which has been leaked by an anonymous source. We don't know whether or not that's the case. And one of the things that I have pointed out, and I think I'm the only one who's made an issue out of this element of the story, is that Jose Guardeña's widow, Vanessa, immediately after the shooting, when she thought that her husband was still alive, was debriefed by two Pima County Sheriff's Office detectives. And one of the things that she said is that the gun that was found next to her husband, an AR-15, that was found next to him with the safety still engaged. Bear in mind, this man was a combat veteran, Marine. Every Marine is a marksman. They know how to operate an AR-15. If you have any experience in the Marine Corps, it makes no sense that this guy would be sitting here in his underwear confronting people coming into his home with a rifle that couldn't be fired. So they find an AR-15 next to him with the safety still engaged. She said that she had never seen that gun and that it was thrown down by his body. That was the phrase that she used. I believe she used it twice. And the sheriff's office detective who interviewed her said, well, no, that gun wasn't planted there. That's what he said. She didn't say it was planted there. She said it was thrown down there. She didn't say who had thrown it down. And that's the sort of dangling thread of the story that somebody needs to pull on, especially now that this anonymous source has leaked to the press the idea that the allegation that one of the weapons found in Jose Guardeña's possession had been stolen. It's entirely possible, I don't know how likely, but it's possible that you're dealing here with a drop gun. That's something that has been done on many occasions, both by police here and unfortunately by elements of the military in Iraq and Afghanistan. Whenever you're engaged in a counterinsurgency war, whether you're talking about the Philippines 100-some-odd years ago or Iraq today, there are instances where people end up shooting civilians who are not insurgents, who are not guerrillas, and it has been the standard protocol, unfortunately, for some people in the military for decades to throw a gun or another weapon down by the body of an innocent civilian and thereby transform that individual into an insurgent. As a matter of fact, in Iraq, one of the things that has happened is that they've actually planted shovels next to civilians and said that the shovels are weapons because they can be used to plant IEDs, improvised explosive devices. In the case now involving police in New Orleans, growing out of the Danziger Bridge Massacre, we've learned about the type of detailed cover-up and fraud that can be perpetrated by corrupt police officers in involving the use of drop weapons. The Danziger Bridge Massacre occurred because there were refugees fleeing from the flooded New Orleans high ground, and they got to the Danziger Bridge, and some of them were shot and killed. This is just right after the floods had erupted. They were shot and killed by police officers. And then some of the witnesses were beaten. I believe there were two who were shot and killed, and there were four more who were shot and seriously wounded. The initial story was that for whatever reason, these refugees were armed, and they'd opened fire on the police. The police returned fire in self-defense. And in order to advance that phony story, they went so far as to plant guns on the victims of the site, take photographs of the guns, and then to file a patently false report, police reports claiming that various eyewitnesses had confirmed that the victims had opened fire. So that's the sort of thing that unfortunately does happen when you're dealing with corrupt people who just happen to be in law enforcement. And so you asked about what's happening in the Jose Guarena case. Nothing of many material import has happened, but there's still this effort underway to try to traduce his character, because that's all they have left to use as a weapon here. It is widely recognized by people who have examined this that the use of a SWAT team was not justified. It's widely recognized that Jose Guarena did not fire the SWAT team, as had been originally reported by the SWAT team in the aftermath of the shooting. They originally said he fired at us, somebody took cover, and so you have this contagious eruption of gunfire. 71 rounds, 22 of which hit this guy. That means that there were, 49 rounds that didn't hit this guy. That's the important part of the story, because once again there was a woman and a 4-year-old child hiding in the closet behind Jose. Many of those shots went through the rear wall of his house. If you take a look at the neighborhood they're living in, that means that several other houses were damaged with gunfire. And several other people, of course, were within the range of potential harm because of this undisciplined fusillade of heavy weaponry in this house. The other part of the story that is a terrible aspect of the story, and I think is of paramount importance, is the fact that Jose was not fatally wounded by the gunfire, in the sense of having received a bullet in an area that would be a kill shot. He wasn't hit in the brain. He wasn't hit in the heart. He wasn't hit squarely in the center body mass. He had a graze wound to his forehead, and then I believe one of his lungs was punctured, and there was injury to his spleen. He died of a hemorrhage that could have been contained, and he could have survived his injuries if immediate medical care had been rendered to him. There was a group of paramedics who responded, because the wife, her first impulse was to call the police. She called 911. She called for the paramedics. The paramedics arrived about 5 minutes after the shooting. They were turned away by the SWAT team. At least one member of the SWAT team was a field medic who could have rendered aid. They didn't render aid. Instead, they sent a robot into the house to poke at the body and to nudge it to see if Jose was dead. At this time, of course, by the time the robot was sent in, Vanessa had left the house. She'd seen her husband bleeding into the floor. She thought he was still alive when she left. Their 4-year-old child was left alone in that house with his dying father. He saw his father bleeding out into the rug in the living room, and they maintained the state of affairs for an hour until he died. Now, as far as I can tell, that's second-degree murder by deliberate negligence, by the deliberate withholding of medical care. These are guys who were outfitted in body armor. They had ballistic shields. They outgunned him, of course, prohibitively. It would have been not only possible, but it was a moral imperative and a legal imperative that they render aid if possible. And so given all this, the only thing that the Pima County Sheriff's Office, which, by the way, is in the hands of a Democratic political machine there in Pima County, is the only majority Democrat district in Arizona, the only thing they have is their ability to undermine and to besmirch, defame the character of Jose Guarena, because he'll never stand trial.
Now, isn't this basically the same sheriff's department that blamed the shooting of Congressman Gifford on Rush Limbaugh?
Yes, that is one and the same.
One and the same. And yep. Krista, basically, they knew, of course, she was endangered. She'd had threats on her life. She's going to appear in public, and do they have anybody there to protect her? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they blame Rush Limbaugh and the radical right for the shooting of the congresswoman. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Well, William, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Dr. Stan, once again, thank you so much for everything you've done for me, and thank you so much for everything you've done on behalf of our country.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.